Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Keith Miller, talking about U.S. beef export prospects to the Middle East after this.
We were number 4,017.
I believe we were number 8,001.
406, right?
Oh, no, honey, 7. We were 407.
These families are among the thousands who called the OERB and registered the abandoned well site on their property. Now they're enjoying beautifully restored land, cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
We were number 7,009.
Number 6,010.
What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Last year, U.S. beef exports to the Middle East grew by more than one-third in volume and more than 75% in value, exceeding $260 million. With political and social unrest affecting several Middle Eastern countries in 2011 thus far, many observers question whether U.S. beef exports to the region would continue to grow at such a remarkable pace or not. U.S. Meat Export Federation Chairman Keith Miller is a farmer stockman from the Great Bend, Kansas area, says he's extremely pleased with the strong performance of the Middle Eastern markets thus far this year. He says the unrest in the Middle East seems to have little impact on our U.S. sales into these countries.
Well, whenever you have turmoil like we have in the Middle East, you're always worried about what the markets are going to do and how it's going to affect us here in the U.S. And to my surprise, it has been really a good year for us in the Middle East. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing such large volumes of beef moving all over the world in exports, is just about every part of the world is holding its own or doing a lot better.
Keith Miller says he was concerned about Egypt and the unrest in that country because they've been such a loyal customer, buying lots of livers and other variety meats from the U.S.
Those are products that we don't readily use a lot of here in the U.S., and be able to have a country like Egypt want those products and be one of their delicacies is a huge deal for us in being able to raise the carcass value of every animal. We was really worried with all the turmoil there was there in Egypt, but right now they're up for the year. So as long as we can keep that reliable, safe product going in there, they're going to keep buying from us, and that's what we want.
Chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Keith Miller from Great Bend, Kansas, does look like over $28 million worth of variety meats have been sold thus far to Egypt, $12 million plus being muscle cuts sold to the Egyptians as well. Those values well up from a year ago. Meanwhile, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that live cattle imports may be playing a particularly important role in feeder cattle markets this spring in the U.S. Mexican cattle imports are up 18% in March and are up 35% for the first 3 months of the year. Most Mexican cattle imports are lightweight feeders and usually enter stocker production. However, there are indications that many, if not most, of the increased Mexican cattle imports this year are being placed directly in feedlots. The upcoming May cattle on feed report is expected to show large placements that are largely the result of drought liquidation in the southern plains, but secondarily by increased Mexican cattle imports. So says Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for a Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.